And after it has come back in, once more. Keep it up. We are going to play it along with the sound mu, a Chinese-Japanese word which means that which isn't a thing, a think, a thought, an idea, but reality itself. The very sound. Mu. What is mu?
Mu.
How old is mu? What do you mean by mu?
Mu.
Who are you? Well then, who are you? What is you? What is I? Some people say it's this body. Others the mind, the ego or the soul. But all those, body included, are names and notions. Can we experience the self directly? Like a sound, a flame, or any other object. Put your hands on that mysteriously invisible thing known as your head. Keep your eyes open, easily, blinking occasionally without staring. Let's assume that all ordinary ideas of what myself is are either so wrong or so doubtful that we must investigate the matter directly. But to do that, you must first get the sensation, the feeling of yourself without forming any idea. Regard words in the head as mere noise. Relax your tongue and let it float easily in your lower jaw. Just stop, look, and listen. Now, let the various colors and shapes before you play with your eyes, just as you have been letting sounds play with your ears. Where are they? Out in front of your face? Or inside your brain? In the optical nervous system? Is your head in the world? Or is the world in your head? Or both? Isn't it? Either you were everything you felt, or you just didn't feel yourself, the feeler, at all. Just as you didn't see your eyes. All or nothing. As is said in an ancient Chinese text called The Secret of the Golden Flower, between the all and the void is only a difference of name. Now, put your hands back on your lap, palms upward, one upon the other. And just let go of it all. Let your ears hear whatever they like. Let the nerve ends in your skin feel whatever they like. Let your eyes see whatever they like. Let your nose smell whatever it likes. Let your mind think whatever it likes. Let your lungs breathe as they will. And let things happen as they are happening.
Are these all different senses? Or just one sense, consciousness? Listen to my voice as you listen to the sound of the rain. The sound of the rain needs no translation, no explanation. So, now I want to show you another form of meditation, which I heard about from a Zen Buddhist master, who said it was one of the very best ways. Will you please stand up and put your hands on your hips with wrists upwards? Now, let's all just laugh. And now sit down again. This Zen master told me that you should do that first thing in the morning when you get up. And it's even better than sitting for a long time and getting your legs stiff. Now, how do you feel? Where was you when you were laughing? What is you now? Listen.